to Don't Get Fresh, Volume 2. Tonight, I'm your host, Jeff Schiller, at JPLS. Then we have the home team, which is Mike DeFuso, at BX Bomber without the 137. What's the 137 about anyway, Mike?
It adds up to 4 and 10 if you don't have like a second 3. Mm-hmm. But those are all retired numbers for the New York Yankees as well. Mm-hmm. So
I can dig it. That's what it's all about, baby. All right, and that's actually funny because that'll play into the show later, at least one of those numbers. And my man Chris is in here tonight at The Real Wixon. He hasn't been back for 1 week, I think.
He was out a week.
Yeah, he was out the volume one, and you know, that was about it, even though the other podcast doesn't exist anymore. But so tonight we have the Don't Get Fresh, Fresh Questions, like we always do. Hopefully we'll get a sponsor like Fresh and Easy or Subway, you know. We keep it fresh, even though it's Don't Get Fresh.
Yeah, for sub, something with a fresh take.
Ooh, the fresh take, yeah, I like that. Well, whoever wants to give us some money, you just hit us up. Yeah, we'll call it the Don't Get Fresh, Whatever You Want Questions. So, or we won't even have our name in there. We'll call it Your Thing, blah, blah, whatever. This is all not going to happen anyway.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant. What are we going on about anyway? All right, so here's the first question of the week. I hope you guys are ready. All right, so...
Display the championship ring on
top. Oh, yes, that's right. They are playing for the championship stormtrooper ring, which is really like a cupcake, like ornament. So here we go. All right, question numero uno. Johnny Depp and Disney are moving on with a film that was supposed to involve Terry Gilliam. What film is this? It's based on a book.
Aren't all movies based on a book nowadays?
Either that or based on a movie that was already based on a book. Like, well, I don't...
Setting the bar high with the first one.
Hey, you know, we go big or we don't go at all. There's not a lot of questions, so we got to make them worthwhile. This question I came up with a week ago. Also, I came up with it on the 5th. Because so, I was just going to do a question a day over the, you know.
Yeah, for the week. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel it.
Are you guys ready?
Build it up, yeah.
All right. Question numero dos. Last week, President Obama gave the Kennedy Award to a rock and roll band for their cultural relevance. Name that band. That one's to my dad, if he's listening. Are you guys ready? Tell me when. And don't do the Chuck tap on the desk with your pens, anybody. Here, that's
Chucky B's got to bring it to China, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's in Korea, actually.
Or Korea. Into the Orient.
China jump off. The Orient. The Orient, yeah. Yeah.
Is it even, like, politically correct to call it the Orient anymore? Or is it...
Was it ever? That's the real question. Sources. Amari Stoudemire plans to return around Christmas. Yeah, we already knew that. He's what? That's not a source. Sorry, ESPN. But anyway, question number three. There were two new episodes of The League this week, but which Dr. Evil henchman guest starred on one of those episodes? You can name just the character he played as Dr. Evil's henchman, or you can name the actor, or you can name both, and I'll give you 2 points. This is a two-pointer for all you mathematicians out there keeping track. I like watching Amari shoot jump shots while I'm asking these questions. Because everyone says we're not as good with Amari, but that's just stupid. That guy who could just dunk on anybody whenever he wants. It's pretty good to have
him. We do love the Tyson Chandler move.
Oh, Chandler's money. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of everybody. He's alright with coming off the bench, too, supposedly, which is nice. But alright, so question numero quattro. Which slain Jedi has stated that they want to make a return in the upcoming Star Wars Episode 7? And I botched the spelling of episode on that question. Good thing I can read dyslexic writing. You know I gotta throw those Jedi questions out there for my peeps.
For the peeps!
For the peeps. Alright, you guys ready for number 5? I'll wait till Chris is done writing.
As Darth Vader looks down over us from the top of the computer desk.
Yeah, and the Stormtrooper ring. Yeah, the Buddy Christ. Yeah, you have a Buddy Christ bobblehead. That's awesome. I have the hood ornament one. Alright, dashboard ornament, really. A director with a film coming out on Christmas Day has nixed plans for completing a possible trilogy of his. Which set of films will not be receiving a third volume, unlike this podcast? Alright, that's all the questions for the Don't Get Fresh, Fresh Questions to start off the show. question number one, Chris. I'm going to ask you first. Johnny Depp and Disney are moving on with a film that was supposed to involve Terry Gilliam. What film was that?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah, I got a blank answer as
you
well.
You guys never heard of your boy Don Quixote? Don Quixote, the ingenious gentleman of La Mancha? But, I don't know. That's the Don Quixote film. What do I know about that? But I guess after The Lone Ranger, they just want to go Johnny Depp and old school stories all day.
Johnny Depp as Tonto Americans. So I know
better. Yeah, exactly. Alright, so no points will be awarded for that one. Question number two. Last week, President Obama gave the Kennedy Award to a rock and roll band. Which band was that? Mike.
Rolling Stones.
Led Zeppelin.
Hey-oh! Chris gets the John Bonham point of the week. He's up 1-0.
As much as they're pushing this Rolling Stones 50th anniversary concert, I figured somebody would jump on that dick.
President Obama ain't that guy. Maybe if that other asshole won. That's a whole other question. All right. Question number three. There were two new episodes of The League this week, but which episode featured a doctor, or which Dr. Evil henchman was featured in one of those episodes? Sorry. Question, Botch.
Was it number two?
Number two.
Burt Ward?
Close.
Oh.
Burt Ward was Robin. And
Robin, the original Batman.
No, I can't tell you yet until Mike answers. Number two.
I have three names written down.
Well, whichever one you say first.
I have his real name, Robert Wagner.
Oh, that's a point.
Number two.
That's a point.
And his name on the episode was Gumpa Duke.
Gumpa? Yeah, but that's not an extra point. But all right, so you each are tied now at 2 points, because Mike got two on that question and Chris got one. So now you guys are tied up. I like it. I like where this is going. It's heated. Because Mike's got to defend that championship ring, baby. Alright, question number four. Which slain Jedi has stated that they want to make a return in the upcoming Star Wars Episode 7? I'm sure they all have. But, Mike, what do you got?
Oh, I picked Samuel Jackson
Samuel L. Jackson. And what do you got, Chris?
Also Samuel Jackson.
Well, you're both getting a point. Hey!
Mace Windu,
or Window, as some people said. I think it was Dave Chappelle on
Purple.
The show.
Purple lightsaber guy.
Yeah, we talked about that. Purple lightsaber is pimp anyway. Alright, and question number five. A director with a film coming out on Christmas Day has nixed plans for completing a possible trilogy of his. Which trilogy was that? Chris.
I went with Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. What do you got?
Yes, I also have Kill Bill.
Uh-huh. Alright, well, you guys both now have 4 points out of a possible six. And that was the Don't Get Fresh questions. Now we'll move on to... Welcome to the Time Machine, and today we will be talking about this date, 12/11, December 11th, in history. Chris, you will be asked the first question.
I gotta get some.
And then you obviously will get both. What do you need? WD-40 for the chair?
Yeah.
We're gonna get Mike some WD-40 for the chair by next week, hopefully. Maybe for Christmas. So that'll probably be volume four. All right, here we go.
Look for a non-squeaky chair when Jeff's trying to answer ask the questions.
I'm gonna start. We're gonna go in chronological order, backwards. Okay. Yeah, write them down, definitely. Alright, so number three we're going to ask first, which is, which masked luchador was born on this day in 1974?
I can't see it.
Mike's over here cheating.
I can't see it.
Sneak peeking. Yeah, I don't think you can see it either. I'm going to start asking Mike first before I ask Chris, though. I feel like Chris is giving him all the answers. I got to check the paper later. Read the paper. What was that, Jackie Brown? Watching that thing, he smacks it. It's like, is that Rucker Howard? She's like, no, it's Helms Burger.
Read the paper.
As this is a Quentin Tarantino themed episode. We're gonna call this Reservoir Dogs. But anyway, alright, so question number two. Which state was admitted into the Union as the 19th American state on this day in 1816? It was only a little bit before I was born.
So, this is like a history class all of a sudden.
Hey, get with it. Get with it or get dying trying. Something like that. Mike's not happy about having to answer questions like this, apparently, after graduating college. He's beyond it. Beyond everything. Just guess, Mike. You better write something down, man. He's already thinking. The 19th state.
Give me a minute. Read the next question.
No, you gotta answer the question before I can move on. I don't need you cheating on Chris next time. You gotta answer. This is cheating. I'm watching you, boyo, with your right-handed ass writing. Chris over here got the hand in the left hand. Like a baller.
He doesn't run left.
Left hand.
Alright. I wrote it down.
Here we go. Sure you did, Mike. Anyway,
wrote it on the paper.
The final question of the Time Machine. Which legendary slugger was traded to the Yankees on this day in 1959 in a trade that included Don Larsen going the other way? Perfect game World Series, Don Larsen. And Spike Lee is currently being interviewed by who I believe is Doris Burke. I wish they were both booted out of the building right now, as neither one should be allowed anywhere near Nick Fiend.
True.
Spike Lee is the Mush. Have you ever seen a Bronx Tale and you heard of the
Mush.
Character? Mush.
Mush.
That's Spike Lee incarnate.
Mush.
Mush.
Come on, Kryptonite.
Yeah, as far as Quentin Tarantino goes, too, I think they got heat in real life. So that's another good part of our Quentin Tarantino Spike Lee heat. I like it. So you haven't answered that yet?
No.
Mike's over here in slow motion tonight. The home team may be losing this round.
I'm just going right off the top of the dome. I ain't trying
That's why I'm trying to look through.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Trying to look through my Yankee.
I try to keep it reasonable.
Memorabilia.
Yeah, we're not like Stump the Schwab over here. We keep it legit. Well, I don't have to pay anyone royalties for it. all right, so it's almost answer time, Mike. So hurry up and get ready, man. The fans are home waiting on you. Anyway, all right, so it's over. That's all three. All right, so for the first question, what do you have, Mike? Which masked luchador was born on this day in 1974?
I don't know. I always pick La Parca when somebody says masked luchador.
All right, well, what do you got, Chris?
I don't know why. I went with Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio is correct. Sorry about that, La Parca. I love La Parca.
Well, I know La Parca. Anyway. I think La Parca is much older than that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely older than Rey Mysterio Jr. Junior. There's another Rey Mysterio Junior nowadays. Anyway, all right. So, which state was the 19th state admitted in 1816 on December 11th?
I picked Mississippi.
MISSIPPI? No. What do you got, Chris?
Indiana.
Indiana is correct. Chris is coming for your title, Mike. He said he wants his ring. He wants the title ring. But anyway, all right. Which legendary slugger was traded to the Yankees on this day in 1959? Oh, what do you got, Mike?
I put Phil Rizzuto. I don't know why.
Phil Rizzuto's not a legendary slugger.
Yeah, and then I realized...
Scooter. He's legendary about a lot of things.
And he wasn't the right number.
Slugging ain't it. No, I don't believe he was.
He was number 10.
Number 10. What do you got?
Well, right off the top of the dome, I just said the Babe.
The Babe. You're both wrong.
Yeah.
But
Babe Ruth was retired by...
Yeah, but at this point, 1959, yeah. Roger Maris. Maybe you've heard of him.
Oh.
Roger Maris. Legendary slugger. New York Yankees. Mike's over here talking about all his
61
numbers.
Home runs.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle.
He wasn't one of the retired numbers I used for my name, though, so...
No, but he was against one of those retired numbers in the race in 61, wasn't he? Sure was. All right, let's see how bad you guys are going to do on 6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell after this little snippet of music. And now it is time for our third and final segment, unless somebody catches up, a.k.a. the champion over here. 6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell, the all-time greatest actor. Or not, who knows? Who's to say these things?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to start with Mike, since he's down by 2 right now. So this way, he has a chance to score first and often. We're going to start with a man called the Dude, Jeff Bridges. Where does he fit with Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell and Jeff Bridges.
Kind of a layup, when you think about it.
Yeah, really.
So what do you got? What do you mean, yeah, really?
We got Iron Man 1.
Uh-huh. Which features who?
John Favreau.
Okay, we're going to the Fabs again. I like the Fabs. All right.
And then Iron Man 2.
Which has?
Sam Rockwell.
Boom shakalaka. Can you steal it in one move? Is Jeff Bridges in any film
with
it?
That's all I immediately was going to. Yeah. I was trying to think of it, but I...
Can you do it?
Not unless he's hidden in some movie like The Vanishing or something like that, but I know he's not. So.
Not to my
knowledge. Not to mine either.
All right, so Mikey Mike gets the point. Yay!
That's the first time I think I've gotten that in under a minute and a half.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Even when I put it, I was like, if he figures out the Iron Man connection, then it's very easy. Not, then he's fucked. What are you going to do? Chris is going to be a little harder, and he will have Jason Schwartzman. Schwartzy. Schwartztastic Voyage. I guess really this is an easy one.
This
too.
Is an easy one.
This one, yeah. Which is.
I already have mine in my head if Chris doesn't go this way.
Yeah, I know. Then you could tie the game. And then you also get the next chance to win the game. So then what happens? Here we go, Chris. You gotta hold on.
I'm trying to Schwartzman.
Take your time. Take your time.
I hate to take my time, but.
Yeah,
it's alright as long as we just don't have a bunch of dead air like we did kind of last time.
As long as no one's banging on the table.
No.
I wonder what Chucky B's doing in Korea right now. It's like fucking 13 hours ahead of us or something like that. It's crazy how far ahead they are.
Now Chuck lives in the future, as we mentioned last week.
Future Chuck.
He's now future Chuck.
He's going to come back wearing a big trench coat like George Carlin. He might even have some hair like George Carlin.
Chuck. Was Schwartzman in the movie Idle Hands?
Not
that's what I can't think about. I'm trying to think of the movie where he's a student and he's like really, he's really weird on that. He's really weird on that. That girl has like a hair doll.
Was he in Idle Hands? I do not
know. I don't think he was. Damn it, I can't think of that movie. That's gonna kill it. I'm gonna have to just, I don't
go to a different
movie. Stumped. I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm out here drowning. It's all right. You're, I guess, the home team. It's never easy. That's where they get you, you know?
Got that pressure.
This Mike's only going to work the same movies again, so I know where he's going.
This is the home field advantage right now.
No, and I know. This I know.
It's like the Cameron Crazy. Like,
yeah, there's so many movies he's in. Just think of when you've seen him, man. And try, you know, like,
I think you know what route I'm going to go.
I think so, yeah. But if you don't go the route I think you're going to go, you blew it.
I'm not gonna be able to. I can't get off this.
You gonna pass?
I don't have to.
Alright, what do you got, Mike?
So,
for the tie,
Rushmore with Bill Murray. Bill Murray and Sam Rockwell and Charlie's Angels.
This is the thing. So, from now on, Mike's never allowed to use Charlie's Angels. This is the new rule as of this point. That's the last time he's allowed to score on Charlie's Angels. Until someone else does, or until at least he scores for a whole week without it. But I don't see that happening. But and then again, Chris could still knock Mike out and to get his revenge out.
One of these days I'm going to have to connect it to the winning season.
Yeah, exactly. One of these days you have to watch it again then. Alright, anyway, so Mike, here you go for the win. Anna Faris.
Ooh. Anna Faris is Sam Rockwell.
What do you got?
I don't know. I feel like she's only been in movies that are like stupid, like scary movie movies.
Scary movies, right there. Mike's aunt just walked in and delivered me delivered some funny cupcakes. Bones to your boy. So some Drake's funny bones, which we'll be dining on after this this segment, most likely. So Sam Rockwell to Anna Faris, and what do you got for me, Mike?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of movies that she's been in that's not a Wayans Brothers movie.
It's not a Wayans production. You can still get from there to there if you had to. I feel like there's a lot of moves. There's a lot of ins and outs and what have yous. My dad's calling me right now. It's
like, ins and outs and what have yous.
Yeah, you know, a lot of threads in old Duder's head here. You know.
Oh my God.
I don't think Mike has it. I'm going to give you until one more minute on my clock right here.
Let's see.
Take your time.
Give Chris a chance here. And if Chris don't got it, Chris don't got it. And then we go to the tiebreaker.
Let's...
Which we'll do after Funny Bones and another little musical segment, I feel like.
All right. Anna Faris in... I guess Scary Movie 1. With select a Wayans brother, we'll go with Marlon.
I'm down.
Marlon
I'm
Wayans.
I'm with you still. Still with you.
In White Chicks with Terry Crews.
I love Terry Crews.
And then Terry Crews in Expendables.
With who?
With.
Like what he's doing here, he's got some moves. Chris could steal it back though, because there's a lot of room right here for improvement. Expendables with. He's trying to get back to Bill Murray and Charlie's Angels, which is illegal at this point.
No.
I'll do the line like in Pineapple Express, and I'll just be like illegal. That was the dope.
Let's see.
Chris is over there.
Sylvester Stallone.
Stallonski. Alright.
Then we'll go. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm trying to connect fucking Brian Dennehy to Sam Rockwell right now.
I don't know why you are either. But I'm interested in finding out if you can. What would Jeff Van Gundy do? That's the real question.
Oh my god. I backed myself into a corner.
Nobody backs Mike into a corner.
Ha ha. Patrick Swayze. No.
You're three degrees in already.
I got Stallone.
Stallone and what? I hope there's someone at home like, listen, you idiot. You're just screaming out.
Oh, I hope so too, because
that's always the best. You don't have it either, you don't know?
Where
does Stallone go? What has he been in, like a million movies?
Yeah.
I know where I would go there. It's only been in one good movie, though. And I'm only giving you 404 on this clock right here.
Stallone.
I don't know. What do you got for me? What's it?
Trying to think, there's like no other actors in Rambo besides him and fucking
Rambo.
Yeah,
I don't think I would go to Rambo personally. That's what I was considering his best movie.
I mean, Rocky doesn't really have anybody in it that's relevant still.
Rocky's got some ballers in it though. What? Come on, man.
Maybe we'll go Rocky 3. We'll take Apollo Creed. What's his real name? Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers, alright.
And then we'll go to... see, Carl Weathers to Sam Rockwell.
You're crazy. Carl Weathers to Sam Rockwell. You went a whole different way than I would have went. I mean, Chris could pick up off of you too, this was last week, so... There's moves to be done.
I'm going to give up there. And I'm just going to say Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler and stop. Because I don't know where else to go.
What do you want to do with that, Chris? You want to pick up here? What do you got?
On that?
Any part of it, any degree.
Any section.
You can start all the way over.
Was Justin Long in the movie House Bunny? I guess I'm trying to remember.
Was Justin Long in House Bunny?
Yeah, that's like...
I can check.
I don't know why I'm trying. I'm...
Justin Long is the money. He's in a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But I did not see his name anywhere.
I know, he's not,
movie.
No.
Yeah.
Not
in this kind of movie. I mean, with Stallone, I still would have went somewhere, I feel like.
It was...
Woods. What are you thinking, Chris? You got nothing? Have you got nothing? You got nothing? You got a fourth right now. It's tied anyway.
It's tied. So
I think I'm going to save my brain for the tiebreaker and just be pissed when I
realize can we hear where you would have went from Stallone, even though you didn't give it to us last week?
The only thing I'll give you is the movie, which gives you 30 options. It's a little movie called Copland, which has every actor ever in it. I'm not going any further there. You can take your Harvey Keitels and your Ray Liottas and your Robert Patricks and go where you want.
And De Niro's.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to throw... You blew it out there until later, because you blew it. But anyway, so after three rounds, we have a 6-6 tie, and we will go to the tiebreaker known as the Daily Pacino after this little jam session. Welcome back to the first ever tiebreaker and Don't Get Fresh History, and today we have the Daily Pacino as our tiebreaker, which is an Al Pacino-based question, obviously, if you didn't get that from the name. Maybe she stops doing drugs, that's all I'm going to say about that. Alright, now, which Al Pacino film featured both Viggo Mortensen and John Leguizamo? And I'll go to Mike first.
Al Pacino, John Leguizamo, and
that's it.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah. Do you know, Chris? Do you guess?
Oh my god!
I might have to go to the double tiebreaker after this one.
Can we just get like a shot here? A shot in the dark.
Yeah, just guess. What do you got?
Jesus, it can't be that recent. Because I don't remember the last movie that Pacino was in.
He's in a ton of movies every year. Like, he just does movies that aren't worth watching all the time. The last movie he did that was worth watching, he played Kevorkian. I think it was called You Don't Know Jack, and it was like an HBO movie. That was pretty good. This is the Daily Pacino.
I'm gonna go with... Scent of a Woman, just because we keep talking about it.
What do you think, Chris?
I don't know.
Any guess? Just name a Pacino.
Yeah, just pick a Pacino.
You can even pick the same one as
for
Mike.
For the sake of strategy, I'm gonna go.
I love strategy. Anyway, no, it's not. Yeah, I don't think Carlitos Way, man. I should have said Luis Guzman, but I'm like, that's a layup.
Young Vigo.
Yeah, that's a young Vigo, and even younger Leguizamo probably. And Leguizamo was hardcore, and that, as Jason Mewes would say, he was harsh. All right, so the double tiebreaker.
The double tiebreaker.
We're going to do after this little musical interlude, just for funsies. Hello, and welcome back for the double tiebreaker. Now, these two men have not gotten an answer right since the 6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell question number two, so they're both hanging on for dear life for the win. And now the question. You both write this down. You must guess my Xbox Live gamer score, and whoever's closest without going over wins.
The Xbox Live gamer score?
Yeah, mine. You've both seen it more than once, I'm sure. So, let's see what you got. Let's
closest
see who's close. Without going
price
over.
Price is right.
Price is right rules. Yeah, price is right rules. Yeah, definitely. So if you both go over, then obviously the closest that way wins.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That is a good one, alright? I feel like if it needed. It's funny that we have tiebreakers. I didn't think it would come to tiebreakers. But I wrote down two tiebreakers just in case. You assholes never seen Carlito's Way. which is like the funnier of the two between him and Scarface, where he does shitty Latino accents, whatever you want to call them. But anyway, alright, so. Let's see what you got, Chris. What'd you write down?
I went Price is Right style. I said 51,001.
51,001. All right, what'd you write?
43,125.
You both went over because it's 42,610. But since Mike went over the closest, he retains the championship Stormtrooper ring. That's pretty epic, I must say. He slides it on like a champion, too. With his pink wristband. What is that, like a breast cancer awareness?
Yeah, breast cancer awareness.
Respect that game. I got my turn two charity wristband on myself. Respect the Jeep. But anyway, all right, so Mike is your two-time winner out of two volumes. So.
Reigning, defending, two-week champion.
Both sloppy wins, I must say. But hey, a win's a win where I come
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Doesn't have to be clean. Like, so we're going into the FaceTime movie.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about now that you were champion?
We gave Chuck a little bit of time
to
tell his story, so let's get Chris's.
Chris just looks distraught right now after that loss. I don't think he wants to talk. He's still thinking about mistakes made earlier in the game, I think. What do you got
just
to say, Chris?
I just got
to
regroup for next time. I feel like I want to just, you know, go study some film.
That's it. Just go back to the film room.
Really break down the footage and then see where the holes were.
Try to fill those gaps, make sure
the game's tight next time.
It was a game of runs, I would say.
I wasn't in the pocket. Mm-hmm. I was all over the place.
There was a few flags out there getting thrown. It was rough. It wasn't easy for anybody, I don't think. But what else has got going on? Struggling. Anything else coming up? Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Any shout-outs?
The multiverse or something?
Nah,
who knows?
Nah.
Nothing?
I got shout-outs to the return to the online universe for one of the greatest hockey teams.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you better look out for that don'tgetfresh.com EASHL team on
that's
the Xbox
right.
360.
Lockout's ending for somebody.
Yeah, really, we're coming out of lockout. Mike's been playing by himself and dropping games like he's playing at, like, what do they call those?
Rec League.
Yeah, Rec League.
The Rec League Mike.
Mike's going to be playing goalie, too, so if you have a goalie, come and see us. See what time it is.
I'm trying to work on that goalie move.
What we need to do is actually, right now we could do it, we need to pick a theme for our players, our names, you know? Like, cause we could do anything.
I did throw out last night when we were in the Xbox Live party, I did say we should go with the Big Trouble in Little China theme.
Ooh, but see, it's like, what are good names there? You have Wang,
you have
which
Jack,
you probably can't use.
Jack Burton.
Egg Shen.
David Lopan.
I think I've been David Lopan before, just Lopan, I think it was. But yeah,
nobody wants to be the chick names.
Yeah, you don't want to be. I mean, you could just be called the Three Storms.
The Three Storms.
You could be all three of them, or you could just call yourself Raiden.
the Thunder. Or we could all like each have a name of the storm.
Yeah, that's true. We could all be Thunder, Lightning, and what was the other one? Rain.
And then, or like the Beasts, or like whatever the hell the name of that thing.
Yeah, I don't know that guy's name was. I love at the end he's still alive though, and it's like.
Or what was the
music?
What was the name of the? Their little clan of ninjas, like their martial arts clan.
There was like the Wing Kong was the one, and then the Lords of Death was one thing, but they were like associated with the other, like Lopan's crew. I don't remember what the other one is right now. It's the Wing Kong and something else.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, they were going to work. The one guy is like retarded talking to them under the house while they're hiding. He's like, it's like, do they know? Like, something wrong with that guy.
Or what was the...
He had a concussion.
What was the, Wang's friend, the guy Eddie. Who always had the... Yeah, Eddie. Yeah. Eddie.
Eddie and the chick who gets together with the newspaper.
Eddie, the Chinese car salesman, because he had those crazy flannel jackets.
That jacket was horrible. I love that they also fight the chicks later on, too. Eddie and Wang go to, like, free the girls, and they have to fight the other girls who are guarding them and stuff on that bridge. That whole thing's ridiculous, but there's not enough cool names, I don't feel like. We need, like, a broader theme, even. We could do, like, Coen Brothers characters, or...
Because we had... Well, let's look at our old teams. When we were...
We've done wrestling.
Wrestling names. We had the video game villains.
Yeah, you were Robotnik. Yeah, you were Revolver Ocelot. Who was I? I don't even remember who my guy was.
That is a good point. Who were you?
Yeah, I don't remember who mine was. But I remember your guys. Damn it. What, was it M. Bison, maybe?
Yeah,
I think he's M. Bison.
Master Bison.
I am the master. Yeah, Bison's cool.
So, I mean...
I don't recognize Akuma as the ending guy.
No, well, he's not.
Damn right.
We could just do a broader, like, movie villains one.
Mm-hmm.
If we all want to.
Cause then I could be Lester Long from Clay Pigeons.
Then. Yeah, then you could be, like, Lester Long. Anybody could be Lo Pan. You
Lester
could be fucking
the Molester.
Ivan Drago.
He goes, that ain't my name, but I always like the sound of it, you know what I mean?
Or like,
Everything about that movie is fucking amazing. That's the first F-bomb I think.
Jeffrey Lebowski.
The other Jeffrey Lebowski? That's what I named my guy. You can't even fit it. But, yeah, I don't know, we'll figure something out. Either way, we're gonna have some funny names, we're gonna be whooping people. So if you wanna get your ass handed to you in hockey, just hit us up.
We'll play.
Yeah, we're not scared.
We're not scared.
And that was what Chris wanted to talk about, so what do you want to talk about, Mike?
Well, obviously, in the background of the thing, and as you put on Twitter, we do have the Battle for New York, as they're calling it. The Nets and Knicks game is on.
I also do not recognize Brooklyn part of New York anymore. I've cut them out.
But I mentioned the UNLV basketball team last week.
The entire Long Island, fuck off. What'd you say, UNLV basketball? How's that going?
I mentioned them last week. They won both of their games last week. Their first two games on the road, they went to Portland and won in a sloppy win, but like we just said, a win is a win. And they played Cal on the road in Berkeley and won that game on a layup from my boy Quintrell Thomas, who I think looks like Justin Tuck a little bit.
Hey, man. That's
and he's also from Jersey, so.
Yeah, Jersey, baby.
They got a couple games coming up. They play on the 13th
mm-hmm.
At the Orleans Arena because NFR is in town, so nice. That game's going to be broadcast on, I think, my Vegas TV or whatever by the kids that are doing the broadcast journalism school, so. Look for that if you're in Vegas. If not, look it up on ESPN.
Yeah, it'll be out there, or you know, some other shady means, maybe. You know, that's got the hookup. But what else we got? How about Euclid? What do you think?
Oh yeah, Euclid came to the Yankees. Whatever.
I mean, I'm a fan because I mean, first of all, we need a damn third baseman. I don't understand why we keep Chavez for $3 million or whatever he's getting, and just do both of them.
Yeah, he went to Arizona. They're talking about re-signing Ichiro. He's supposed to be signing sometime today or tomorrow.
I love me some Ichiro. That's the next shirt I'm buying. If you don't see me buy an Ichiro shirt this season, it's because I'm broke.
And of course, Kuroda's back. Pettit's back.
Yeah, we got an old team. We need to add somebody. I don't want Josh.
We need a catcher.
Mm, yeah, we do. There's not a lot of those out there. It's Austin, not like those growing trees.
It's like Austin Romine and Chris Stewart or... Like,
Cervelli, baby.
We have Frankie C. still.
Can Nick Swisher play catcher? Maybe we could bring him back.
I'd like to keep catcher. I really like to keep Nick Swisher.
They ain't bringing Swisher back.
I want him.
He's going to Boston.
Ugh. Ugh.
I like that you guys both went ugh.
Like Shane Victorino. Really... Ugh.
We can talk about another thing called the football.
Giants won.
How about them 52 points, baby? How about D. Wilson, number 22 with the most yardage in Giants history? I mean, that game was just crazy. That's the most points they scored since 1986, the year I was born. Which is crazy also. I mean, the whole thing, that was just an amazing game. It was revenge against those assholes who beat us how many times, like dogs. Like, thank God for San Francisco last year beating them in the playoffs. Yeah, I don't know. And then after that beatdown, the gods said, hey, New Orleans, you are free to go. And everybody's, all your bans have been lifted, and nobody's getting fined. And what's going on with Sean Payton? Is he allowed to come back, or is he still
screwed?
No,
all the coaches and staff still had to deal with their suspensions. All the players are fine.
Okay, well, yeah, it's definitely not the players' fault, though.
What else? is going on in the world of...
The world of everything. I don't know. The Knicks better win tonight. Doris Burke has been on this TV in HD way too much. And I'm trying
to think... There's more stat running around.
Yeah, stat running.
And of course, the lockout continues. Ugh. As far as that goes.
The real lockout, even though we're coming out of our lockout.
Yeah, so...
I mean, not really right now. What's going on?
The real question is are we, for the EASHL team, are we going to make our own uniforms, or are we going to stick with the straight-up Rangers uniforms? Because we can...
Let them know the truth, Chris. Let them know the truth.
I think we're going to a little retro look, a little old-time hockey.
Old-time hockey, coach.
Old-time, like, putting on the foil, coach.
Putting on the foil, coach. I don't want that stinking root beer.
Just now you're going to see our goalies with the vintage pads.
They brought their fucking toys with them.
Yeah, that movie is amazing.
If you haven't
seen Slapshot, you're an asshole. That's all I have to say.
Or when they're playing the national anthem and the referee's giving
a shit.
Listen
to the fucking song! Oh, man. Then the ref's like, oh, damn. He turns around in front of him and like tries to pretend he's in line. Like, oh, my God. Jason Kidd looks like that ref that turns around. He with the balding hair. And he got that horseshoe like he's Larry David. I love it. All right, the Knicks are getting whooped right now. It's the first quarter. It doesn't really matter. So we're going to do the Slapshot uniforms. We did this a couple years ago. I set it up, and then... Chris set up the pads like old school, like goalie style, because they did not look retro the way I had them. I didn't even bother with them, I don't think.
We were the... I think you could just set up the classic pads now. I think it's just an option that you can select.
I think Chris, like, went and colored them and everything. Like,
I mean,
yeah.
we can check right here, you know, at halftime or during, you know, the commercial break between quarters.
Somewhere between that year and this year, I stopped creating anything in any video game. And then this year, I actually made a wrestler on WWE 13, which is surprising. And I even updated him sometimes, yeah. Oh, last night we had some good matches.
We had some
on
good
WWE
matches
13.
On the WWE. That's what we were waiting for. The shout out for WWE 13 on Boys at THQ.
Yeah, THQ, WWE Games, at Aubrey Citizen. They're doing the play date tomorrow. And everybody wants some of that Citizen. So get them Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
And of course, last night we got back on our Full House Poker jump off.
Oh, I forgot about the Full House jump off. Yeah, I mean, we had to cut it short due to time constraints. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to have a little poker game. We were just jamming. Chris was taking everyone's money. And then he lost all his. I mean, it was just millions of dollars flying around in chips.
As the
Craig Law, you know, he was out there, the Pimp Panther.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, you know. Shout out to the Craigers. Yeah, I mean, gaming's been going good. What games are coming out? Anything? Oh, Chris just ordered a Hitman. So he'll be the first one besides Matt to play it. So that'd be good.
And of course, today the Walking Dead disc came out.
Did it? Yeah, see? I want to dabble with that a little bit. Chris said the whole series was worth getting.
Very
right?
good. So, yeah. I think anybody out there that's interested in it just needs to make that impulsive buy.
I'm definitely moving.
How much is it, too? It's like $40, right? It's not a full price game.
I think it's cheaper than a regular game.
I'm going to look it up for all you peeps out there while Mike says what he's about to say.
Yeah, well, I was going to buy Resident Evil 6.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about Borderlands.
And then we talked about getting Borderlands, and then I remembered that the Walking Dead thing is coming out, so I might get the Walking Dead instead of Borderlands, too.
See, the thing with the Walking Dead, though, it's like, if Chris said you could play through multiple times, it's only $30.
That, and it's a... I think you can get Borderlands for pretty cheap right now, too. I know GameStop's having a huge...
Hey, $30, sales. Not bad at all. I might get that my damn self.
Booyah.
But if that's what I'm saying, like, if I buy... Like, we go halvesies on it, like, even, like, 15... I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's no reason not to get Borderlands, I wouldn't say. Borderlands is legit. Chris needs to get Borderlands, too.
The game is fun. But the most exciting part, I think, of the week was the tweet from Chris this morning.
Saying that the NHL is shipped.
So.
Revolution has been shipped.
And thank you to the Harrah's Casinos for hooking that up,
I think it just comes from Overstock.com.
Overstock.com. Hey, I hate those commercials you guys used to do, but thanks for the hookup.
We all know this. We watched the VGAs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the VGAs, yeah.
In the live event player with Craig and
I do like the live
guys.
Event player on Xbox. Good, well done, Microsoft.
But, like... We always noticed that the commercials, there were all these elaborate productions for the video games.
Keep it.
And then there's the Quibbits commercial, which was shot in SD with some broad. Mm. And
they must pay that lady a lot of money because they cannot afford real cameras.
And it was terrible.
Yeah, I mean...
It's an auction site.
I mean, we're giving you love right now for no reason. Overstock.com, that's who gets the love.
But, I mean, Quibbits is like an auction site where you can get things for cheaper, much cheaper, they advertise...
But they couldn't get their
price.
HD cameras
but
for much cheaper.
But they couldn't get the HD cameras for much cheaper.
Shit's weak. Shit's weak. The best thing about the VGAs, though, what was it, though? What was the standout thing about the VGAs?
I missed the beginning, so I didn't get to see the South Park Stick of Truth trailer deal.
Which Craig was loving. I mean, the Metro commercial.
Or the Metro commercial I missed as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like that Phantom Pain is very mysterious and it might be Metal Gear. That's cool. I like all that. I like that. A lot of the Sam Jackson sketches were hilarious. I think Sam Jackson basically made it worth watching. Everything else sucked.
Yeah, Sam Jackson cut into the Black Ops.
The orchestra pieces of the video game songs were cool. Linkin Park hasn't been cool ever, so stop with that. We might as well have Kid Rock. Who are you, the MLB playoffs?
Tenacious D was there.
Yeah, Tenacious D, I mean...
Which is cool. They're hilarious. Me. I like Tenacious D.
They should just have Flight of the Conchords. If you're going to go all out, do it right. I mean, we miss those D's anyway. But all right, so that'll do the show. You guys can listen to this song of the week.
Yeah, Special Beam Cannon.
By Chip Challenge.
By Chip's Challenge off of the Chip Tunes Equals Win compilation thing that's available on Bandcamp on their... Check out their website, I believe it's Chiptunes.
And their, they even have the Twitter and everything. We're going to have that up on our Twitter, so check out DontGetFresh_. And have a good week. And the champ remains the champ. Mike goes home, or stays home, with his Stormtrooper ring. And Chris goes home to think about how he blew it.
Don't get fresh.